This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zada's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Dell, and being joined right now by Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Stats. And he's got himself out a book now that we're going to break down last year, and we're going to look ahead to this year. Warren, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing much better now that my head's out of the basement here working on this book for 3.5 months.
So tell us exactly what you did with last year.
We went through everything that I learned about the 2019 season for every single team. And, you know, it took me several months to do it. And then, of course, incorporated all of the roster changes, all of the coaching changes, and the landscape of how the NFL in general has changed into kind of anticipating what we might see in the 2020 season for each of these teams, and wrote far more detail than I've done in prior books. Prior books have been about 250 pages covering all of this subject matter. This one is 363 pages, so I went way overboard. I think it's going to teach a lot of people some new things on every single team that they didn't know before, and I'm really excited to share it with people.
At Sharp Football on Twitter, sharpfootballanalysis.com, and you've got your 2020. Well, okay, so this is all depending on a 2020 season, obviously, right? How are you going to? We can't put in no fans. Home field. What did you think about home field advantage if we don't have fans in the stands?
So I was on the non-home field advantage train even before the issue of fans this offseason. I wrote an article prior to last football season describing, and it's up at Sharp Football Analysis, describing the fact that home field advantage is slipping away. Over the course of the last 5-10 years, teams have been more adept at figuring out how to travel smartly, how to treat their bodies right, all the sports science, just the ways that they're able to prepare themselves for these games has improved tremendously, such that home field is no longer worth 3 points, typically like league-wide average. It's less than that. And last year, you know, underdogs, especially road teams, did very well. And this year, I think if there is no crowd noise, you're going to see an even bigger impact naturally, but it's going to affect different teams differently. A team like the New Orleans Saints are going to be impacted a lot more than a team like the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee's home field not typically as strong as what it is for the Saints, and you're going to see that needs to be reflected in the lines that they're putting out there and taken into consideration. But I think the books are still probably going to lean a little bit too much to home field. Now, where home field does factor in is short rest road games. So when a team is played Monday night and then has to go play on Sunday, okay, they are getting home with Tuesday morning to their house and they have to play Sunday on the road, that's a factor. A team's playing a Thursday road game, that's a factor, because these road games, when you're traveling and you have less rest to begin with, those are factors that is going to impact the point spread. But for a Sunday-to-Sunday game, just because you're going on the road, typically speaking, you're definitely going to want to lower that home field advantage.
Yeah, and it's still going to be hard to travel from Oakland to Miami, from, you know, Seattle to anywhere on the East Coast. That's still a difficult proposition. Even if there is no home field advantage, let's say in New Orleans, it's still a long trip. So maybe that'll affect it a little bit as well. Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Analysis. You can see the book, the 2020 Football Preview, with breaking down how many pages? 300 what?
363 pages.
Seems like a lot. That seems like a lot of breaking down. Okay, so give us a taste, though, of what you... I know you... I've seen your tweets. I'm following you at Sharp Football on Twitter. You're not a big Bill O'Brien GM fan, I see.
No, you know, Bill O'Brien has consistently been able to get his teams into the postseason and done well in the AFC South, but I am not a fan of what he's been doing as a GM, and in particular, his love for the running back position just seems a little odd to me, given everything we know from an analytics perspective about the value of running backs and what replacement backs can do in terms of coming close to equating the similar production that a number one stud running back can give a team, because I don't think that enough coaches and or GMs realize the value of the offensive line and how much that, as well as the way that they're calling plays and the situations in which they're choosing to call a run play, factors in so much to the success of that run, that specific run. It's not just that this running back is so skilled that he's creating all these yards. The offensive line is blocking for him. You're running into lighter boxes. You can do a lot of things from a when you're calling the run and how good the line is at blocking, whereas you don't have to pay a running back a ridiculous amount of money or bring in these guys on free agency.
Well, and he pays pay. The thought was David Johnson was going to get cut, and he could have paid so much less. He had Carlos Hyde, who's making a sixth of what David Johnson is going to make, and he was productive last year. The whole David Johnson thing was, it just doesn't sit well with anybody, with any of us here. We'll see. Maybe David Johnson will have a bounce back year. But what, okay, so what did you think of, what do you think about David Johnson with this offensive line this year and Deshaun Watson?
I agree with you. David Johnson, he should not have been given that contract in the first place. Nobody should be trading for that contract. It was absolutely ridiculous. If you look at David Johnson's stats in general, he's been terrible in terms of his efficiency, his rushing effectiveness. I was surprised what Carlos Hyde was doing last season and some of the success that he was delivering, especially from 11 personnel. But let me share with you what David Johnson was doing when running from 11 personnel last year, because you look at like the general stats, David Johnson's like less than 4 yards per carry, et cetera, but from 11 personnel specifically, which is where you guys are running a lot out of, he gained 3.4 yards per carry, produced a 34% success rate, and had minus 3.5 expected points on his run plays last year in Arizona. And it's not just a Cliff Kingsbury catastrophe for him, because in 2018, when he also ran from 11 personnel, he had a very similar 3.9 yards per carry, 36% success rate, and he gained this time on 140 attempts, minus 13.1 expected points. So he has not shown efficiency when running from 11 personnel, which is what you guys do a lot of. And let me just compare those numbers I just gave you over the last two seasons to what Carlos Hyde delivered for you last year in 11. He gained 5 yards per carry, a 57% success rate, and 5.8 expected points on his carries from 11 personnel, which was massively better than what Lamar Miller had given you or what Alfred Blue had given you. So you have a guy, it's not just your line, because clearly your line was not delivering success to Alfred Blue or to Lamar Miller. You know, Carlos Hyde was able to do a little bit more beyond that. I think Bill O'Brien needs to be smarter about when he calls these runs. And in addition, as you guys probably know, pretend you had a rookie RB that was like a mid-round draft pick, okay? You're not going to rely on this guy to be your bell cow and give him so many carries. You're going to call a much more balanced game. But when you bring in a guy like a David Johnson and pay him so much money, you tend to think, I'm going to trust this guy to carry the load for me. I'm going to call more run plays. And anytime you're doing that, you're making a mistake, because passing is more efficient than running, and you have a stud quarterback in Deshaun Watson, that I don't love the fact you got rid of DeAndre Hopkins, but you still have a decent stable of wide receivers there. Those pass plays are going to be more productive than any type of David Johnson run, and I feel like we're just going to get too many David Johnson runs this season.
Well, that said, I think, you know, you're probably going to get Duke on the field a lot too, and hopefully other guys, Buddy Howell, whomever, because David Johnson, I don't know that you're going to be able to depend on him, and they'll find out. I think Bill O'Brien's going to find out in a hurry what a huge mistake this was. But okay, I've been optimistic. You add Randall Cobb, you add Cooks, hopefully a healthy Will Fuller. Darren Fells was okay as a tight end. You've got a couple of running backs that you can pass to out of the backfield. I think, because this offense, a Bill O'Brien offense has never been a top 10 offense, I think this has a chance to be maybe Bill O'Brien's best offense. Am I crazy?
Look, I'll tell you, I know you're saying that he was not a top 10 offense last year, but tracked by, you know, DVOA, which is like a Football Outsiders efficiency metric, you're correct. Dead average, league average, 17th in the NFL. However, based upon my early down success rankings, which I go over those in the book, it's a way that you're evaluating a team's production on early downs and their ability to bypass third down. You guys had the fifth best offense in the NFL last year. And you were really good on second downs. You ran too much on first down. You had a far above average run rate on first down, and therefore, due to the fact that runs are not going to gain as much as passes, you were behind the eight ball, but you made up for that with your production and your efficiency on second downs, where you were gaining 8 yards per pass attempt. The league average is only 6.9. So you made up for that on second down. But if you call a more efficient game on first down, okay, I really think that you do have the potential to do really well here. Las Vegas, as you guys I'm sure are well aware, and I talk about this in the book again, you're only projected to finish in third place in your division. You're projected to win only 7.5 games. That's your projected win total, which obviously would be the lowest win total that you had since 2017. So I don't think that you're going to you very well might exceed those expectations, in my opinion. Now, I do believe that the Colts are better. They have Phillip Rivers. That's going to be a big change from what they've had previously. But you have the, I know he's familiar with Frank Reich, but you have the lack of familiarity with wide receivers in an offseason where these guys aren't able to work out together quite so easily. So you got a quarterback change in your division. And then you have the Tennessee Titans, who, of course, had a great run with Ryan Tannehill. But as I break down what they did in the book, even with Ryan Tannehill, there are certain things when they were doing motion and play action where they were incredible, but a lot of the rest of their offense wasn't as phenomenal as you might expect with the run that they had in the postseason. And thus, I really think that there's the opportunity for you guys to make some noise in this division. I don't think you're a team that's going to have a losing record. I see a team that's 8-8 or probably a little bit better, as long as Bill O'Brien doesn't rely too much on David Johnson.
Well, I've never seen a reaction to a negative reaction like the nation has had to Bill O'Brien and this Houston Texans team like they did with the DeAndre Hopkins trade. It feels like everybody has just eliminated this. As soon as that happened, everybody just canceled this team. Did we lose him? Oh, I guess we lost him.
You guys know.
We lost you for a minute.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I'm here. You guys know, and I think you respected how strong DeAndre Hopkins was in terms of his skill, his ability to be clutch, his catch rates, and all of these different factors. So when you give up on a guy like that, and I think that it wasn't just, you know, you're shipping a guy like that out of town. It's also the internal issues that were underneath the surface that sort of got raised to light, and okay, what else might be going on with this team? And then some of the other teams in the division, you got off of the AFC, you know, this team was up, the Tennessee Titans up big on the Chiefs, and you have the Colts getting Phillip Rivers. So I think it was a combination of things. Like, people started to say, well, we can't buy every team in the AFC South. If we're buying the Titans as a decent team that almost beat the Chiefs and went to the Super Bowl and we're buying the Colts as a better team without Jacoby Brissett and with Phillip Rivers, then we got to sell the Houston Texans. There's only so many wins to go around. And, of course, the DeAndre Hopkins stuff. So I agree that the sentiment should have gone down a little bit. You lose a player like DeAndre Hopkins, and then you're bringing on a guy like David Johnson with his just totally massively bloated salary cap hit. That is not a good thing. But I still think there's enough positives. And what we've seen in Seattle, I think you guys obviously should be looking to Seattle for this blueprint, and that is that when you have a quarterback on a rookie deal, which you still have with Deshaun Watson, you are able to get this quarterback's production to make up for mistakes elsewhere on your roster. And so if he can have a great season, he can make up for some of those dumb moves that Bill O'Brien did with getting rid of DeAndre and bringing in David Johnson. That being said, you're down to your last arrow in your quiver, so to speak. Like, once you have to go and pay Deshaun Watson, you're not going to have opportunities to make these mistakes. You must figure out how you're going to win with a bigger salary cap hit to your quarterback is taking up. Seattle has found that difficult to do. Seattle, like you guys, tend to run the football a little bit more. Their defense is weaker now than it was because they're paying Russell Wilson a lot more money, and they haven't yet gotten back to the promised land. When they hit it a couple times in a row with Wilson cheap, they haven't been able to get back there. You guys haven't even gotten to the promised land yet. So, you know, I hope you can have some magic this year, but it really is going to take some magic and a lot of trust and just brilliant performance from Deshaun Watson.
Absolutely. All right, before you go, how do you account for it? This is a football preview, 2020 football preview, Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Analysis. You can find it there. You can follow him at Sharp Football on Twitter. How do you account for, because there is turnover in the playoffs in the NFL, and yet you just looked at last year, and then and now you're forecasting this year. How did you account for the percentage of teams that are going to change in the playoffs?
Well, you're definitely factoring in. The other good thing, though, is we've got an extra seventh team, but we also have one less bye. And so, you know, I do some consulting for teams and just stressing the fact that every single game is going to matter much more this season, because while you may slip in as a seventh seed and there's an extra team that makes the playoffs, the biggest value is that number one overall seed, because now you have such a huge edge because you are the only team that has a bye in your conference. And I mean, I don't think that edge can be understated. It's massive. So I think the cool part about this season is going to be the unpredictability of it. You're going to have, naturally, you know, we don't need to spend a lot of time talking about the negatives, but you're going to have guys that aren't going to be able to play certain weeks that may not have had those issues before because of testing and things that get, you know, found out. And so you're going to have to be able to bring new guys in. You're going to have to adapt your offense quicker. You're going to probably have more opportunities for underdogs to stay in games. You're going to have more opportunities for the games to be a little bit more close and competitive. And you've got an extra team that gets to make the playoffs now, so the playoff races are going to be more exciting. So I think that there's a lot to look forward to with this season. God willing, we're able to get things started, have camps, and have the season. I think it's going to be a really entertaining season, and I do think that there's going to be new blood in the playoffs, and I think it's going to be fascinating. In addition, because you have a lot of quarterbacks that have made movement throughout the landscape of the NFL, and that's always interesting to see some teams that had poor quarterback play, like the Bucs, all of a sudden get infused with better quarterback play.
Absolutely. All right, 10:19. We got to take a break, and we appreciate you. At Sharp Football on Twitter, sharpfootballanalysis.com. You can find the book there if you want to get in. You make people a lot of money every single year by your analysis and your prediction. So sharpfootballanalysis.com. Warren, thanks for joining us again. We appreciate it.
Hey, happy to. Thanks.
All right. There's Warren Sharp right here on ESPN 97.5. I got to talk real quick about my peeps over at CBD American Shaman. S-H-A-M-A-N. M-A-N. There's over 30 stores all over the area. And the difference is this. So they have what they call technology that is unknown and undone anywhere else in the industry. So it's oil. Oil and water don't mix, but their CBD oil blends right in. It's water soluble. So when it gets into your system as well, it goes throughout your body as opposed to just parts that are catching it. If you have joint pain, muscle pain, migraine, stiffness, inflammation, anxiety, you should consider visiting a CBD American Shaman store. They're so knowledgeable, and they're going to help you when you tell them what your issues are. If you have inflammation, if you have headaches, whatever it is, if you have stress, if you have if you're having problems sleeping, healthy joints, immune system problems, CBD oil can be for you. It's the best of nature enhanced by science. It's a CBD American Shaman. Go visit one of their stores. Visit shopcbdtx.com. That's shopcbdtx.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I'm in love with the go-go.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Boy, ESPN has really, they changed it. They got Keyshawn, who else? Zubin
and Jay Williams.
And Jay Williams.
August 17th.
August 17th. Mike Golick's already, he's done, right? Because I heard Fitz and Mike Jr. this morning.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. They're saying goodbye to him, so I don't know if he's going to do any more shows.
Yeah, ESPN generally doesn't have them go up to the date that they're gone.
Right.
They usually just are at bye, and then they have fill-ins until the show.
Yeah, Wingo wasn't on there either. Is Wingo continuing? I don't know. But my Golick is saying goodbye to everything.
How long has he been a part
of
that?
He's been a long time. I think he's been there a while.
He's at a point where it's like, maybe I'll just go not do anything, right, at this point?
I guess he could. I would hope he could. You know, saved a little money.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know Dave Lamont. Do you know him?
He's a play-by-play guy, right?
Is he? Apparently, he's in some trouble. About a half. So during a passionate 2-hour ESPN College Football Conference call last month to discuss race following the death of George Floyd, there were riveting and emotional testimonials from on and off air people as hundreds listened. About a half hour in, as ESPN's Maria Taylor discussed the issue and her experience, play by play man for the network, Dave Lamont, could be heard in the background, apparently thinking his phone was on mute. Lamont described the nature of the call on race as venting, which stunned those listening and immediately caused a rebuke from Taylor, who warned there could be ramifications if he did not stop. He quickly did, but it might have cost him his job. ESPN says they are exploring it right now, whether or not Dave Lamont will continue. He thought, see, that whole mute thing, you got to not, I don't know. Just.
I don't know who he was talking to. Was he exclaiming? Maybe just not say a word.
Yeah.
Even if you have every right to be like, man, this is dumb, or whatever his actual thought was, this isn't leading to anything positive, but keep it to yourself.
Well, apparently he was talking to his wife and he just went, what are you doing? What's that? Yeah, they're venting.
Those people are venting?
Those people. I don't think he said those people.
Have you guys ever, I have, thought about somebody? And so when you send a text message, and you mean to send a text message to someone else about that person, you actually send it to
that person?
I've never done that.
I've been in the middle of it, but
it's a terrible,
terrible feeling. Yeah.
It's a terrible feeling.
Or do you,
I was able to play it off.
Or here's what you do. You send one to somebody, but they've also been in a group thing, and you actually press to the, and you send it to the whole group.
Oh.
Yes. That I've done, as opposed to just the person you were sending it to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the nature of what you're sending could be sometimes just like, oh, I didn't mean to send that. I check and check and check. I will look 5 and 6 times before I send it sometime.
Like, yeah. Okay. Well, don't talk about other people behind their back, and maybe you won't have those issues.
Well, we know he's a trash person.
He is.
Lamont said, a comment was made to my wife that was overheard on the college football call, offending some who heard it. We have a racially integrated home. I don't know what that means. And I respect and admire those who spoke up about their experiences. I profusely apologize to everyone on the call. Now, yeah, like you said, they're still looking into it, so who knows? Dave Lamont's like one of their – I'm trying to think what games you normally hear him on. He's probably
a college football guy?
Yeah, he's probably your third – maybe their third or fourth guy, maybe.
Ah,
they have
what?
So many games. He might be even lower than
that. Listen, ESPN is shifting everything.
Uh-huh.
I think Dave Lamont can be a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah. No one's going to I'm not in favor of like, hey, just get that guy out of here. But to your point, whenever college football comes back, no one's going to be like, hey, where's Dave Lamont? I don't know how many people are going to say that.
I mean, why would – are you – Dave, you can't – okay. People are venting.
And just to finish up on the Golo thing, his last show or their last show is July 31st.
Oh, so he is going to continue.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they'll let him say goodbye.
He goes, certainly.
It seems like everybody's – you know, loving on Golic so much
he's on vacation right now.
Oh, is he?
He goes, Golic was on vacation this week when the news broke, but he made an appearance on the show Wednesday morning to discuss the situation. He goes, I go away on vacation. What the hell happens? Oh, my God. I come back, and all of a sudden, there's an expiration date. We know what's going on, obviously, with the announcement. Our last show is going to be July 31st. It certainly was not my choice.
Yeah, they're just, well, they're.
I don't know. Are the ratings not great?
Nobody's ratings are great.
That's
right
true.
Now. No, nobody's.
But if they did ESPN, yeah, we all know criticism of ESPN. A lot of people go, they're a very liberal network, and no one who swatched people who believe that and see this aren't going to back away from that point. When you watch the makeup of the show, it went from an all white morning show to a minority driven morning show, Zubin, Jay, and Keyshawn Johnson. If you believed it before, you're not going to stop believing it about the liberal slant to their
oh, stuff. Mickey's sports company.
Watch yourself, John.
Are you kidding me?
You watch yourself.
They don't have any right handers, even in the bullpen, they don't have any right handers.
What we thought?
They got rid of their one right hander, Will Cain.
Well, he left to go to be the rightest of right handers,
right
on Fox,
right. I mean, all the right-handers. I mean, you better bring a bunch of lefties up because that's all that's coming at you is a bunch of soft-tossing lefties.
I'm trying to think. Who would we identify as a non-lefty on that network now? Could we even just by – you think Scott Van Pelt's a non-lefty? You think he's a righty or a lefty?
Van Pelt is a lefty. Yeah.
Are they
–
Is he lefty on social issues, but righty on economic issues?
I want to mention there's a few of them that are closet economic righties.
I think there are plenty of economic righties.
Yeah.
Tax righties?
They're tax righties. That's right.
I think there are plenty of those types of people.
Yeah, but...
But you can't be a social righty and survive.
I think a lot of people are turning on that anyway. Is that socially they're understanding? We need to do things differently.
I mean, some people on the left would say we're not leftists; we're just human beings.
Yeah,
and I guess
but we still like to not be taxed.
Yeah, we enjoy the whole low tax thing.
Yeah.
We just like the whole
but the
whole other thing. We just feel that way. So maybe you're right. Maybe people are like,
I think more people are moving toward the middle.
Probably.
10:30 ESPN, 97.5. I got to talk right now about Champion Energy and just saving money. I mean, it's hot. And if your contract, okay, do you even know if your contract is up? Because your has your electricity company notified you and said, hey, we got a better rate for you right now, so we can lower your payments? My electricity company does that. That's what Champion does. They say, hey, there's a better rate right now, and you are going to save money. Your contract is up. Let's go. Sign up. And I do. And I save money. It's amazing. Amazing. But there's a lot of electricity companies that aren't doing that because, oh, no, we got to keep them on. That's what they signed up for. If they don't notice it, oh, we're not going to say anything. Champion does it every time. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
Don't forget, everybody, Throw Shade Thursday. Up next.
It's time to throw some, make some shade. 713-780-37. You got some shade. All right, let's go. Who's got some shade? 713-780-3776.
ESPN. 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, it's 10:34 on ESPN 97.5. Oh, what's going on? That, I believe, is Mito, right? We got Lazy J. We got them all. The Warehouse is back. The Warehouse, but we got a new one. I don't know who Casino Joe is. Have you ever seen Casino Joe?
No, I haven't.
All right. Anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776. The board is filling up fast. We got a lot of people who've got some complaints. You ready to go, Doe?
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right. Let's go. Who's going to bring it? I got to see what Casino Joe is all about. Let's go. Casino Joe, first up. What's going on, Casino Joe?
Hey, this is Mito.
Oh, hey, Mito. What's up?
Hey, man, you know, the reason we ain't been on is because, you know, we've been doing our essential work. So, you know, my shade this week is to all the people hating on all those athletes because they don't want to possibly expose their families to COVID. Man, we all got to be human at the end of the day and realize that they got families to go home to, man. Shade thrown.
Shade.
Throw some, make some shade.
Is thrown. So Mito was there. Is Casino Joe where Mito was? Let's see. Casino Joe, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I got to throw some shade at that producer y'all got. What's his name? Dorito or Del Rito? You know, with all these white people canceling themselves, you know, from voice acting, we hadn't heard him have an apology yet for acting like a white guy on the radio. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I mean, I feel like I could use shade now, but I'll wait to the end.
You can wait on
who
your
knows,
shade.
Who knows?
That sounded like OU Mike.
It was.
But OU Mike is on the other line. How do you do this one? Does he have two phones now?
Who knows what our intern's up to out there?
Let's see. Let's see if that's really OU Mike. OU Mike.
Yes, sir.
No.
Different guy.
Throw some shade.
Okay, this is Casino Joe. Or something. What's going on, OU Mike?
Yeah, before we get started, I wanted to say, you know, I'll fix a flat for somebody and buy them lunch if they're hungry. But this person that dropped this narrative that I'm wearing my mask to protect you, that's a bunch of crap. I'm wearing my mask to protect me from your funky ass. Shade thrown.
Throw some, make some shade.
Oh. That was better. I'm not sure. I'm confused now.
Yeah, because OU Mike's phone was of lesser quality than Casino Joe's phone.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. Ryan is next. What up, Ryan?
What's going on, man? I want to throw some shit at my wife for not scooping the litter box. I don't even like cats. She brought the cats into our relationship. I don't like cats, so I want to scoop the litter box. Shade thrown.
Shade thrown, wife.
Make some shade.
And then make a sandwich right after you're done scooping it.
No.
Wash your hands.
Yeah. How about not right after?
All right. 713-780-3776. There's lines open. Who wants to throw some, make some shade? Lazy J, what up?
What's going on, Johnny G? Dale. Hey, buddy. I really don't got a question for Dale this week. Hey, man, I want to apologize, man. Them afternoon naps, man. I don't know what. I'm 35, bro, and I can't believe, like, I've been missing my daily naps, bro. You the man for that, bro, with the nap. But I got like, two quick shades this week. One to LaRosa. He quit his job, and now he's going to be a full-time gamer. And we was on Warzone the other day, and he's all giving out these military terms and stuff. I'm like, hey, man, it's just a game, man. Flank left, all this other crap. And also, one more quick shade, man. That's because I drive for FedEx, and you want to pull me over every 5 minutes looking for your package? Look, if it's FedEx Ground, I might have your package. If it's Amazon, if it's UPS, I don't know, man. Go look for you. Go home and go look for your package, man. Leave me the hell alone, man.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Makes a lot of sense. I don't know what he said, but he makes a lot of sense.
He's saying people, when they see him driving,
he's a saying, FedEx guy.
Hey, stop. Yeah. Maybe I don't have your package. If I do, I'll get to your house.
Southwest Jay is next. What up, Southwest Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys? First off, RIP Raheel. Are we still throwing shade at AJ for 2 to 4 o'clock? Asking for everybody.
I mean, this isn't for that particular reason, but we don't legislate. You can do what you like.
We can't refute.
No,
we
so just, if you choose to, that's fine.
Yeah, we don't encourage. We don't refute.
Would you like to?
This is your time.
Yeah,
whatever. Southwest Jay, I think you made your point.
Yeah, thanks.
Southwest I think you Jay. Made your point. Jeff is next. What's going on, Jeff?
Man, I'd like to throw some shade at old Delicious there, man. Just because living in his lily white neighborhood, man, scared to walk down the street. Why don't you come live where I live, man? I live about 4 blocks off of TSU. Come see how that is. Come on, get some.
Is this Chuck? That was Chuck, right?
Might be Chuck.
Look, Chuck, you don't have to be fake and call in. No, I'm going to throw shade. I'm not done. Well, first of all.
Are you throwing shade?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I don't appreciate fake callers, and then I'm going to say, Chuck, you probably don't live near TSU. I think you're trying to make a point. Look, I will feel the way I feel, and I think I have every right, considering what has gone on in the last month and a half, that maybe just have a question about just walking around. Sorry, that's just how it's going to be. And to the other person, I don't pretend to be white. So, no, I'm not giving up this job. This isn't voiceover work. Man, you ain't got to get upset, Chuck. It's just how I feel. That's all.
You can't tell a man how he feels.
Yeah, I feel that way. It happened. That's all. I'm not saying my neighborhood's an awful place to live. In fact, it's actually really, really nice. Just no one's – I've never felt that type of way from anyone before, but just the world and how it is got me feeling a certain way. That's all.
That's
all it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. And look, there's another Chuck. We've had enough Chucks.
Let's get that might not have been Chuck.
It sounded like Chuck.
Let's get Justin in here. Hey, Justin.
Hey, I'm gonna throw shade at the owner of my wife's company. A few months back, when all this stuff started, he stopped paying their 401k and cut. And there's a pretty big, I won't name drop, but it's a pretty big construction company here in Beaumont. Cut their 401k and cut company wide. Payroll by 10%. Well, it's funny because and blamed it on the pandemic. The same week that he cut their pay and stopped their 401k, he bought and opened up a brand new business. So I'm pretty sure I know where that money went. Shade thrown.
Make some shade thrown.
I'll say it right now. If it's not Chuck, I apologize. I don't know who it is, but it'll be your third call. You've already called
me
twice.
Is that Chuck? Let's see if it was him or not. Hey, Chuck.
This is Chuck, man. I'm a dispatcher. I had to drop the phone. That wasn't me earlier, man. I ain't got nothing against Dell. I just call in to have good questions.
All right,
that's
okay.
It, guys. Face shown at all, man.
Appreciate
like
you, Chuck.
Dell.
Yeah, that's what I said. Once I thought about it, I didn't think it was Chuck.
Sounded like him.
It did. So sorry, Chuck. Apologies.
All right. Chuck, don't want that heat.
Wasn't even that much heat. It was just like, hey, I feel a certain way. That's all.
The gas man is calling. What up, gas man?
Check this out. I want to throw shade at my toddler, my one-year-old, and my newborn twins because daddy trying to get some action with mama in the boom boom room, and I'm changing diapers. And my one-year-old, he's teasing. and my toddler just running all over the house asking 100 million questions. Shade throw.
Seems like to me. I'm not going to refute, but
as they get older, it gets way easier. They never bother you.
Oh, that's not true either. But it seems to me, man, you got to get out of the boom boom room.
I think your problem is
either that or cover something up.
I think your problem is you spend too much time in the boom.
Yeah,
room. I mean, that's the wrong thing to say, really. Because really, is there ever a time where it's too much? But maybe go. Maybe. Have a different type of practices in the boom
yeah.
room.
Yeah, man, we got to cover up.
Something,
anything. 10:43 ESPN 97.5. Well, congratulations, Gas Man. We know he's busy.
We know you're doing stuff.
Yeah. Well, you ain't busy going and checking meters, reading meters. Okay. Busy on top of mom. 10:43 ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird next. Trying to sell your home? You're tired of lowball offers? John Granata here to talk about Lance Loken of the Loken Group at Keller Williams Platinum. His marketing results in buyers competing for your home, driving up the price. Contact Lance today. Go to thelokengroup.com, thelokengroup.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Well, Lady Antebellum is having a problem. Apparently, they changed their name to Lady A, but that Lady A name was already taken by Lady A, Anita White, who has been using the name Lady A for decades. But so she tried to get $10 million out of them. And they said no. And they tried to resolve the dispute. So they're suing Lady A.
For the name, right?
For the name to be able to use the name. They're saying, well, we don't need to copyright it. She can use it and we can use it. So, they had shared transparent, honest, and authentic conversations. We are excited to share. We are moving forward with positive solutions. We're suing her.
I saw that on Twitter yesterday, and a lot of people are like, of course Lady Antebellum would do something performative, like, you know, change their name to show they're in solidarity with black people and then go sue a black person who has the same name. But I did not hear about the fact that she sued them for $10 million first.
Well, she didn't. She wanted $10 million.
She
was extorting them.
She was trying to extort $10
right,
million.
$10 million. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Give me $10 million and you can have the name.
Or what's
I'll do it. You can have my name, Dell, for $10 million.
It's not worth it.
Kinda is.
No. And Lady Antebellum, I get why they want the name considering what they've already done. The branding, the website, all that stuff. What, two musical acts can't have the same name? Are they infringing?
I don't know.
Are they infringing on her?
Can there be two survivors? I don't know. Can there be two Tiger Kings? I don't know.
But has the actual Lady A done enough in music where their name is going to infringe on what she does? I don't know, because I had never heard of her before. Now, that probably doesn't mean much, but where is she in this? Where is she? Are they infringing on her?
You know, maybe they should just misspell it. It'd be hard to misspell Lady A, but L-A-D-I-A.
What if it's...
How about that?
L-A-D-I-A.
Lady A.
Lady A Y A.
A.
Lady A.
Lady A. That's what Jeff Aronoff would call her. A. Dr. Phil's getting it. He's catching some. He got $7 million in PPP loans while his son bought a $10 million house.
Look, I mean, it's not shocking. Every day we hear about someone who's really, really rich benefiting from that.
Yeah.
And didn't those loans come in the same bill that got every American $1,200 one time?
Yeah, but I got a lot of dead people $1,200 too.
Oh, there's multiple things.
Yeah.
Why that entire bill was screwed up.
Right.
But you mentioned the money to dead people. all those businesses who, in some instances, you would think probably didn't need it. And then you say, you know what? Global pandemic, a lot of people out of work. One-time payment. Let's make it work.
I don't know. I just think it's sleazy. If you don't need it, don't take it. Don't take it. Tom Brady, give it back. Give your $350,000 back. There's a theme park in Japan. Apparently, theme parks are open in Japan. But they have a roller coaster ride. And on the ride, it says, don't scream and be serious.
Yeah, I saw that.
They do not want you to scream
because you could
on their roller coaster ride. Because
you could disperse some corona, possibly.
Avoid screaming when they go on the roller coasters to minimize spreading droplets. And instead, scream inside your heart.
Yeah.
Internalize. It's impossible to ride a roller coaster and not scream.
It's not true.
Yes, it is.
It can be done. It's less fun, but it can be done.
And keep a serious face challenge. They want you to hold it in and keep a serious face throughout the ride.
And you know what? I bet you people in that country will do it.
Yeah. That's why coronavirus cases go down. Compliance.
Yeah, as opposed to...
If this is what you're asking us to do, we will do it.
And you're telling us that it'll stop the spread or decrease the spread, we'll do it. Here, you're asking me to put a cloth on my face.
Watch this.
F you.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay, then don't go to that theme park.
Because you're a super spreader. You would be a super spreader.
Super spreader of fear.
I never heard of it. Bournemouth?
It's a soccer team.
Okay.
Well, Bournemouth.
Maybe even a city. I don't.
Well, it's the 104th sexiest place in England.
Why is that a story?
And listen. There are a lot. If you're 104th in England, bleh. But apparently, brand Love Honey has ranked all the main population centers in the UK on where sexual activity is highest. And Bournemouth residents have apparently spent more on their sexual pleasure since lockdown than any other place in the UK. A Love Honey spokesman said Bournemouth is one of the sexiest places in the UK with a big rise in sexual activity since lockdown. This says it's the 104th sexiest
place. Well, how many places did they rank? Because I see 353rd for Christchurch, 247 for Poole.
This is the world, I guess. And Bournemouth is number one in England at 104.
Really?
Hmm.
I'm looking at this article from Bournemouth Echo. .co.uk. At Love Honey's sexist places, we have a huge surge in activity in the county as singles and couples look to escape the pressures of lockdown by experimenting more sexually. Apparently, Bournemouth is a county. And then you have places in Bournemouth like Dorset, which is 83rd, Winborne was 157. So apparently, Bournemouth is the sexiest county in all of the UK.
Ah, okay. Wow.
No, but the article, the top of it says Bournemouth is the 104th sexiest place in the UK.
Right.
According to a new sex map.
See, so I don't know. All I wanted to know was that a lot of people are spending a lot of money on sex toys in Bournemouth.
So apparently Sunderland is the sexiest place in the UK.
Sunderland is, yeah.
They're right. Spending a lot on sex toys.
Ford Focus driver is in some trouble. He was pulled over in Italy. Ford Focus driver. He got a ticket for driving 436 miles an hour. And his ticket, he received an 863 euro speeding ticket, which is over $1,000. It claimed that she was driving 436 miles an hour.
In a Focus?
In a 70-kilometer zone.
In a Ford Focus?
In a Ford Focus.
Ford Focuses don't go
off
fast.
The rack.
They don't go that fast.
No.
Not even close.
Virtually impossible.
Yeah, who's trying to screw her over?
I don't know. A bus apparently is in some trouble in Leicestershire. It got a ticket for parking in a bus stop. Stopping in a bus stop.
And buses aren't allowed to do that in that location?
Apparently, Center Bus Operations Manager Mick Rossiter said it was a slap in the face for drivers who continued to work throughout lockdown. It's the Leicester City Councilor says the bus issued was issued that the bus appeared to be parked and unattended.
Oh. So
you can't stop a bus at a bus stop?
We know here that happens so often that there can't be a rule in place.
No.
That's not allowed.
Because we do that all the time.
Yeah. So in that particular place of the UK, no buses can be unattended, I guess.
Right.
It is kind of an FU to the bus driver and the bus company that in a place that's, you know, kind of our place to put something.
Yeah. That's our place.
You're going to write a ticket to us?
Yeah.
It's almost as if someone came to your home and said, you can't park in your driveway.
Right. That's exactly right. That's where buses go, at bus stops.
Yeah. In fact, that's the only place I want a bus parked.
That's it. All right, we're done. Press box is next.
Lance, you going to clean your spot before Joel?
I want to see what happens here.
You better make a move.
You better clean up, brother. All right? You're going to spray it down? He's spraying it down and everything. We're done. Press box next. You'll hear how clean Lance left it right after this.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do